Without Sin by Margaret Dickinson, read by Susan Jameson. June 1910.
You're not going to leave us here?
Meg turned her wide green eyes accusingly on her father.
You can't!
The red brick building surrounded by high walls was an ominous threat. The young girl glanced at her mother, but Sarah's pale face was expressionless, her eyes dull with defeat. She held one arm protectively around the mound of her belly. Sarah's time was near, and even the humiliation of the workhouse was better than giving birth in a ditch. Beside her, 5-year-old Bobby gripped his mother's hand tightly. Reuben Kirkland passed his hand wearily across his brow.
Maggie, we've nowhere else to go.
Reuben's sudden dismissal from his work as a wagoner at Middleditch Farm had come as a shock.
Why, Dad?
Meg had challenged him the previous evening, when, still in their cosy tied cottage, Reuben had brought home the devastating news.
What's happened? And what about me?
Meg worked for the farmer's wife in the dairy.
Am I to go and all?
Reuben had nodded.
But what about Miss Alice? She's my friend. She'll not let them turn us out.
Her father had turned away. Leave it, Meg, Sarah had said softly. The workhouse lay on the outskirts of the small town of South Monkford, the nearest place to Middleditch Farm. They'd left before dawn, tramping the 5 miles here.
Why can't we look for work? The girl persisted. There must be something.
We've been sacked without a reference, both of us.
Why, Dad? What's happened?
Then a worrying thought came into the girl's mind.
You're a bad influence on my lass, Mrs. Smallwood had said more than once.
Is it because I'm friends with Alice?
Beside her, Sarah gave a little sob. Reuben glared at Meg for an instant and then turned towards his wife.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I'll come back for you, but I must get right away from here so that I can find work. You do understand, don't you?
Oh, Dad!
Meg flung herself against him, hugging him.
You will come back for us, won't you?
For a brief moment, Reuben held her close. Then he tore himself from her, turned and stumbled away. And though the forlorn little family stood staring after him, not once did he look back. The small whitewashed cottage on Middleditch Farm, owned by George Smallwood, had been home to the Kirkland family for the past 3 years. Meg's childhood had been punctuated by moves, almost every year as her father shifted from farm to farm. Often she'd been the butt of bullies, the object of ridicule for her bright red hair and her second-hand clothes. She'd learnt fast how to stand on her own 2 feet in an unkind world. When Meg was 12, Reuben had found work as head wagoner to George Smallwood and brought his family to the cottage that came with the job. Meg was old enough to be employed on the same farm, and soon she was under Mrs. Mabel Smallwood's eagle eye in the dairy. She worked hard, and she found a friend in the Smallwood's daughter. Although Alice was 5 years older than Meg, she was kind to the young girl. She took her to the church in South Monkford every Sunday morning, and on the walk home, Meg watched as Alice smiled coyly at the youths gathered near the church wall and walked down the lane swinging her hips. Meg, too, grinned saucily at the lads and tried to copy Alice's provocative walk. Middleditch Farm lay in the rolling countryside of East Nottinghamshire. On the outskirts of South Monkford was a racecourse, and several times a year George and his wagoner would disappear for a day at the races. The family's 3 years at Middleditch Farm had been the longest they'd stayed anywhere that Meg could remember, and they'd certainly been the happiest years for her. But suddenly, disastrously, that had all changed. Lifting her head with a show of defiance, Meg said,
"Come on, ma'am. We'd best knock at the door."
She pushed open the heavy gate. Sarah, with Bobby holding her hand, trailed listlessly behind her. They climbed wide stone steps to the door, and Meg rang the bell. The door was thrown open, and the biggest